Good afternoon. Closing market time on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan. Grain's going to close on the plus side here this afternoon. Led higher by the wheat complex. 20-cent gains in Chicago. 19¾-cent gains in Kansas City. Corn 7 higher. Pulling the soybeans 3 to 4 cents higher here. Going into the close, Minneapolis wheat has not settled yet, but going into the close, trading 11.5 to 12.5 higher. U.S. Commodities President Jason Rose says we've actually begun the time of year now when market volatility starts to pick up.
And there really is a lot of news out there, and it can be interpreted, both ways, depending how the news comes out. Whether it's the trade negotiations, if they're going, good, the market's going to go up. If there's some kind of, news, then the markets are going to go down.
Cash cattle markets quiet here at midday. Very likely that business is done for the week. Asking prices on the remainder of the show lists right around 118 live and 185 dressed. Cutouts at midday were mixed with light to moderate box movement. The choice down 6 cents at 232.62. The select 42 cents higher at 208.66. The choice select spread is at $23.96, 77 loads here today. Again, no markets in Zumbrota on Fridays. The rest of the terminal markets are mostly steady, right around that $40 range. The Iowa Southern Minnesota direct trade today not available due to confidentiality rules. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. July wheat Minneapolis settling 14¼ higher at 629 even. September up 12¾ at 633¼. Chicago July wheat 20 cents higher, 20¾ higher actually at 518¼. Kansas City July wheat 19¼ higher at 538¼. July corn up 7¼. December corn also 7¼ higher at 420¼. July beans 3½ higher, 998½. November beans 4 higher, 1008¼. June live cattle down 65 at 102.40. August down 87. August feeder cattle down $1.10 at 137.62. October down $1.42. June lean hogs $1.77 lower at 74.70. This is the Red River Farm Network.